It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Let's pivot real quickly. We're going to switch to some NFL conversations. Again, everybody, every day, people are talking about a couple
draft,
of things.
Draft time.
Talking about the NFL draft. Yes. They're talking about Dak Prescott. With them tired. I'm just tired of talking about Dak Prescott. Just tired of talking about
him. Well, he's a rich man.
He's such a hater.
He's a rich man.
He's a rich man.
$55 million against the salary cap.
No, hold on. They haven't signed him yet, right?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what his hit's going to be up next year.
If they sign him again. Oof. That's the question, because this is the last year of his contract. So typically people, they re-up in their last year of the contract before it runs out. And that's been a conversation. But we're getting into that. But here's the NFL Network talking about the Commanders, who they will have to lightly draft in the upcoming NFL draft. Let's take a listen.
Really interesting, because everybody's always trying to figure out, especially at the top of the draft, what the other teams are doing. When I've had conversations here with executives for other teams who know Adam Peters well, know the situation well, the most popular answer for what they do at number two is J.J. McCarthy. So a lot of drama.
Y'all deserve it.
I like it. I like the move.
J.J. McCarthy.
I like the move. I take him over Drake May any day.
Great.
Any day.
I think that's fantastic.
Any day.
J.J. McCarthy. So hold on. You got Caleb Williams.
We can't get him.
Y'all got a number two draft pick.
I mean, we may not be able to get him.
So hold on. You get Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels. Yeah. So you want Jaden Daniels. So okay, McCarthy, yeah, that's fine. I would love for y'all to have McCarthy. That would be fantastic.
You didn't say McCarthy over
No.
I tell you what, you said you got
a number two pick, right?
I would more likely take.
Oh, that's perfect.
Well, Jaden Daniels may be off the board. Jaden Daniels may be off the board.
Then you got Caleb Williams.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's a different conversation. I don't want Caleb Williams.
But say,
you don't want nobody.
First of all, you got a number two pick. So you're going to either have
I'll take Jaden Daniels or I want McCarthy.
Okay.
I don't want Drake May and I don't want Caleb Williams.
I don't know why you don't want Drake May.
Yeah, that's because
we tried this before.
You tried Drake May?
When did Drake May play for y'all?
He's not Sammy Howell?
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean,
When did Drake May play for y'all?
We tried the Carolina quarterback.
It don't work. It's Carolina. So, okay, I got it.
Just like Caleb Williams, we tried the hometown kid coming back to play and do all. We tried all that.
What hometown kid was that?
The kid from Ohio State, the one that died in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, from Ohio State.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
We tried that. We don't want
this
we,
dude.
We
so this still gonna be the number two pick in the draft. That's amazing to me. That's amazing.
He's got it all.
That boy, he's got it all.
I pray, I hope y'all pick up.
Wait a minute. You're like I'm making this up. You just heard them talk about it. That's what we're talking about.
They didn't say why. They just said that his name just popped up. They're like, well, he has this kind of skill set. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball.
The answer to all of those is yes. He has all of that.
Oh, okay.
He has all that.
So Joe
Burrow, same thing. Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, people talking about it. Next thing you know, Joe Burrow gets drafted. Joe Burrow's in the league, and everybody's talking about how great a quarterback Joe Burrow was.
Well, that's just from Adam Schefter, who talked about J.J.
Ain't
that's,
no Joe Burrow.
They did the same thing in college.
No. Yeah. What? They won a championship? So when you win a championship as a quarterback, that's destined for success.
Looks pretty good.
Okay, got it.
I mean, it looks pretty good. I'm just trying to see where we going wrong.
Okay, got it. So let's hear from Alan Shepard on J.J. McCarthy going in the top five. I'm not talking about top five, Adam. I'm talking about the number one. One
well,
or
people
two
that would need a quarterback.
Let's hear. Well, hey, everybody need a quarterback. The ones that
in the top five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's hear Alan Shepard talking about.
I think top five is realistic right now. That's what I would say right now. And let's see how high it does go. But top five sounds like it's realistic, increasingly realistic. You know, whether or not that fully happens, let's see how the next month plays out.
Wow. That's incredible.
So why won't the Patriots take Drake May?
Well, yeah, that's what everybody's predicting.
Yeah.
They need Cardinals. With a first
any
round
of those
pick?
Would take him.
With a first round pick?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. All right. Chargers?
But this is not about Drake May. This is more about McCarthy. When they say he moved up to the number two pick or maybe number one pick in the draft, I'm just blown away with that one. Because I was out. I said maybe he may make the first round, but they talk about the number two pick going to the Commanders.
So seeing him in the college football playoff on that run, you don't think he's at the same caliber of Drake May, Jaden Daniels, some of the other guys?
I don't personally know. Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Okay. He is though.
Yeah, I don't know that, but yeah.
We get ready to see.
Yeah, he definitely is.
I want to see because, I mean, like I say, you learn something new every day. That's a new rule that's coming out, and they made a couple of rules. One is that this hip drop tackle that they passed that new rule on Monday, and which is interesting. I always kind of cringe when they do the hip drop tackle.
Yeah, scary.
Kind of scary. That can get people hurt all the time. But then yesterday they came out with a new kickoff rule, and all these rules are implemented to protect the players from injury. But here's Adam Schefter on the NFL believing that the new kickoff rule will be safer.
The league believes it will be a safer play that's akin to a running or passing play because the play doesn't start until the receiver catches the football and the players are lined up closer together so the collisions are not as violent. The league also believes it's going to increase the return rate, that the field position is going to be better, which is going to help scoring, but make no mistake about it, it is a radical rule change, as radical as the league has seen in some time, and it's going to try it out this year to see how it works. But clearly there's a lot of people who are supporting this, because without this particular play, it's possible that the kickoff could have gone and died, just gone out of the game.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, I like the new kickoff rule. I support it. Unfortunately, I think it has officially killed the onside kick, though, because there's no surprise to it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's just zero surprise at this point now. So, because you have to declare so that then you can change your formation, change the lineup, which at that point, everybody knows.
Right, what you're doing.
But you still got to execute.
You got to execute. Most people know when
you're going to do it anyway.
When you're going to do it anyway. very seldom you have a surprise onside
kick. Unless it's in the second quarter.
Yeah. Like Alabama did in the championship game that year. Yeah, but
yeah, unless it's in the second quarter.
Typically, everybody knows when it's going to happen. Why are you looking at me because I said Alabama? Why are you looking at me? No, man, you went up. But yeah.
Now, I would like
if they
came out and they said, and they let you line. Like, so basically, you could change. So once everyone gets on the field and they get ready.
Yeah.
Then you can switch up into your onside kick formation.
Yes.
But they can't substitute.
Right.
That would make it interesting. Mm. But it makes that part of the game.
Ooh,
a
that would
more
make because now you have your hands teams.
That's
out
right.
There.
So it's gonna change the whole thing.
You have defensive line out there try to grab a ball. But that may be a problem.
But it goes the same for you though, because they're watching you who you line it up. They're like, wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah.
That guy's normally not on the kickoff team.
Yeah, and they did say they're going to monitor this and they may make changes as they go. But this is one of the rules that came out of USFL that they was doing. And I said, you know what, that makes sense.
Yep, it's really effective. They moved the line of scrimmage. So basically it's trying to stop 40-yard head-on collisions.
Yeah.
Because that's all kickoff is.
Yeah.
It's 10 guys, 40 yards, full speed, head-on collisions into one another. And I don't know what made us possibly think that those plays don't result in concussions.
Somebody getting really hurt. Yeah.
In concussions. But the hip tackle rule is merely just an extension of the horse collar rule, because it's the same thing. Anytime you get drugged down, tackled from behind when you're running, it's the same effect, really.
Now, I think it's going to affect how, on the defensive side, you know, your decision how you going to tackle somebody. Because
now, how do you tackle a guy?
I don't know.
That's running away from you.
I don't know.
How do you tell a person
that's
running
away? You're going to put too
much thinking in it. Yeah. Well, I mean,
because you got to think, wait a minute, okay. I can't do this.
You can't grab the hair. You can't grab the shoulder pad. Now I can't grab you around the hip.
Right.
What I'm going to do, just trip you?
Right. Or wait up.
Push him down.
Hold on.
You got to push him down.
I don't know what you do.
You got to push him down. Look, you run around in front of him and say, man, you got to slow down.
Well, maybe this one, this is going to sound real stupid. Maybe this one you put flag football into play.
Oh, God.
Everybody got a little flag on the back. And if you pull the flag out, you got to stop.
Wait a minute.
No. Hold on. Why you playing? In 5 years, that's what it's gonna be.
Reese, they gonna be ready. They gonna break out little cards. Time out.
Oh my God!
Hold up.
That's crazy.
Hold up. If you break away more than 5 yards, that play's dead.
That's right. The guys within 5 yards of you,
play dead. Right.
Play dead.
Play dead.
That's it. What's gonna
just fall.
We are joking, but down. In about 10 years or so, you're gonna like, you know what? I think we talk about this.
Professional flag football.
That's what it is. Have a flag. Put a flag out.
It is very going to be very difficult. These guys are fast and they're big, and they're running away from you. And you're about the size of, you know, I mean, most of these DBs are what, maybe 195 pounds, 210 pounds, and they're trying to run down some of these wide receivers and some of these. How are they supposed to tackle him? Just jump on his back and ride him. I mean, what? How you?
As we say, hey, stop, come here.
I mean, if you, because this is really what it's made. It was made for defensive backs. Because those are the only ones that has to try to, you know, ride him to the ground.
Right.
I know.
Ride him to the ground.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Give me a ride.
But we'll see.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.